When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Let's give a firm ole to Cheetah Rivera, Marilyn Cooper, and the original 1957 cast of West Side Story. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on 88.3 WPPB FM. Well, today's topic on Broadway to Main Street is Coming to America, that conflicting, wonderful immigrant experience that was so beautifully expressed in Bernstein and Sondheim's song about America. Those two pieces of the puzzle. Is America a great place to come to? And once you come there, what sort of problems and challenges and adventures do you discover? The notion of the immigrant experience and the idea of being a stranger in a strange land is surprisingly essential to so many Broadway musicals. I think the reason is sort of obvious. So many composers are a part of that experience themselves. Irving Berlin, Kurt Weill, Vernon Duke were actual immigrants, and the Gershwins and a number of writers in the 20s and 30s were part of the sort of second wave. Yip Harburg was another person whose family changed his name, etc. Anyway, so we're going to experience both sides of the coin of the American dream, where you can not only come here and become a success, but you can come here and write a Broadway musical. And if you're very lucky, the story of your adventure to America can actually become the plot of a Broadway musical. Let's look at two songs which deal with the very, very first aspects of the immigrant experience, and that's Coming to Ellis Island. Irving Berlin, as I said, was born in Russia. He came here when he was five. He passed the Statue of Liberty on his way with his family. I think there were eight of them. His father was a cantor, and he eventually trudged his way to the Lower East Side and started one of the most phenomenal careers in American pop entertainment. But he did pass the Statue of Liberty, and I think he was such a honorable and devoted American that he turned his sights in 1949 to a musical about the Statue of Liberty called Miss Liberty. It's not revived very often, if at all, but he set Emma Lazarus's great poem to music, and we'll hear his ode to the Golden Door in a moment. But first, I want to play a song from a show that I like very much called Rags, which is all about the American immigrant experience in the early part of the 20th century, late 19th century. It's got a score by Charles Strauss and lyrics by Stephen Schwartz. And you'll hear Julia Maginnis singing about coming to America and what she discovers on Ellis Island, which is not what she expected at all. So here's a double header. We'll hear Irving Berlin's song from Miss Liberty, but first the opening number from Rags.
A bunch of grease, balls, grease in the wheels, a little oil. wants to pay for the manual labor. With a hunk of a hunk, he is hunting for jobs. It takes a year to get them clean. Greenhorns, ship them in. They keep our pockets full of green.
I'm supposed to meet my husband, Nathan Hershkovitz. Have you seen him?
Anybody here a tailor?
He's about this tall with a mustache.
I'm a tailor.
You want a job in Tennessee? Over here.
Nathan Hershkovitz, have you seen him? Have you seen him?
Another load of greenhorns fresh off the boat. Another load of human dirt to sew the cuff on every shirt and help the rise of free enterprise. They call them wretched refuse. Take a good whiff and you'll discover.
Irving Berlin rarely had a lyricist collaborator, at least when he became famous, and he did pretty well by Emma Lazarus, not a bad lyricist herself. So these families that came through the Golden Door settled on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Certainly the Eastern European Jewish families did. And their kids started to change their names and assimilate into American society. Hyman Arlick became Harold Arlen. Isidore Hochberg became E.Y.E.P. Harburg, and Jacob Gershowitz became George Gershwin. Here's an early song from the two Gershwin brothers from 1922, celebrating a little charm of the old country and its assimilation into this new land called America. A sort of spoof on the most famous violinists of the time, but very amusing in terms of its youthful energy. So we're going to play this song by the Gershwin Brothers as a shout-out to my friend and collaborator Michael Cantor and his son Sasha, whose name appears in the title.
Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha. Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, we're four fiddlers three. We're four fiddlers three. We really think you ought to know that we were born right in the middle of darkest Russia. When we were 3 years old or so, we all began to play the fiddle in darkest Russia. When we began, our notes were sour until a man, Professor Auer, set out to show us one and all how we could pack them in old Albert Hall. Old Albert Hall, old Albert Hall. Temperamental Oriental gentlemen are we, Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly-fiddly-dee. We give credit when it's due, but then you must agree that outside of dear old Fritz, all the fiddle concert hits are Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly-fiddly-dee. Highbrows, we're not lowbrows, anyone can see. You don't have to use a chart to see we're Hebrews from the start. Just Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly dee.
Temperamental Oriental gentlemen, so we.
Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly, dee. Shakespeare says what's in a name, with him we disagree.
Names like Sammy, Max, or Mo
never bring the heavy dough. Just Misha, Yasha, Tasha, Sasha, fiddly, fiddly, dee.
Witty Lower East Side song from those very talented Hebrews, George and Ira Gershwin. When these immigrants came from various countries where they didn't speak the language, either they came from Scandinavia or from Poland or from Italy or from Eastern Europe, they needed help. They needed help finding jobs. They needed help improving conditions. They needed help navigating as they were strangers in a strange land. And they turned to certain progressive reformers who helped them in their plight. Two of them, who couldn't really be more difficult in many ways, were Emma Goldman and Fiorello LaGuardia. Now, which one was born in America? Actually, LaGuardia was. He was the son of an Italian immigrant and a Jewish immigrant and grew up in Greenwich Village. And Emma Goldman came from Lithuania. And Goldman was a major progressive in terms of workers' rights, and she had a strong communistic streak, which ran her afoul of American authorities in the 1920s. She was deported. And LaGuardia started as a community organizer before he became a congressman and ultimately mayor of New York City. With two such colorful characters, it wasn't long before the American musical put them on the stage, so we'll hear songs about each of them. The second is from the eponymous musical Fiorello, and we'll hear Tom Bosley running for Congress. And the first one is from the musical Ragtime, where we hear a young man being enthusiastically inspired by Emma Goldman. So here's from Ragtime, The Night That Goldman Spoke in Union Square.
Comrades, I have just returned from Lawrence, Massachusetts, where workers stand in front of the looms for 64 hours a week and earn under $6. When the meal gave out short pay, the workers went on strike. We must support them!
It was winter in New York as the snow began to fall, and the workmen's hall had not a seat to spare. When a young man ducked inside just to warm himself was all. The night that Goldman spoke at Union Square.
Yes, this is the land of opportunity, but opportunity for men like Mr. J.P. Morgan.
She was speaking loud and fast through a haze of noise and heat, and the smell of sweat and anger in the air. The police were standing by, but the crowd was on its feet. The night that Goldman spoke at Union Square.
Join us, sisters, brothers! Yes, you rich boy, you too!
And her words rang out like arrows and they pierced him.
Sisters,
he felt flushed and overheated as a boy.
Truth has led you here.
As she filled and overwhelmed him with a fierce and sudden joy.
Sisters, brothers, stand together. Truth will bring you joy.
He was calling out her name, shouting what he did not know. And he found that he was standing on a chair. With a heart as clean and new as the freshly fallen snow, the night that Goldman spoke.
I've been waiting for you.
At Union Square.
Election Day, put that pencil cross next to the name of Fiorello H. LaGuardia. LAGUARDIA. Now here's another name. TAMMANY.
What's that?
Tammany.
Wrong, the answer's tyranny. Tammany spells tyranny like R-A-T spells rat.
Now there's a double N in Tammany and a double L in Gaul.
Just like the double dealing, double crossing, double talking, double thy duplicity of Tammany Hall.
You can change it all, or use the ballot box and cast your spell. Come next election day, the name's LaGuardia.
L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A.
L-A-G-U-A-R-D-I-A.
Attenti.
Attenti.
Chi sta voglio di. A-T-T-A-N-T-E Tammany. Che fesse vevo fa. Venite tutti quanti e canon fatte vengana.
A Tammany. Bravo la Guardia.
Ich bin la Guardia.
I'm Miss la Guardia.
Das ist la mit allem Gimmel, allem Peist, allem Judein, die vergesst das nicht. Ich sag so, ich Tammany ist nicht, kosch ich hab das in Sinnen und herzig von See.
Kommen alle, Gimmel, alle Peist, kommen du.
Yeah.
tribute to Fiorello LaGuardia, the human demographic, a man who spoke both Italian and Yiddish and was in fact an Episcopalian. Well, clearly from that music, the composers Jerry Bock and Sheldon Harnick knew how to harness the beat and the heartbeat of the American immigrant community, especially that community that came from Eastern Europe, from the old country. So it's a natural segue to go back a little bit to the old country. Many immigrants came here and found out that it wasn't everything they were promised. George S. Kaufman had a very funny line once upon a time when someone said, "Oh, in America, the streets are paved with gold." And he said, "You mean I have to bend down and pick up the bricks?" Well, in some musicals, characters felt some longing for their roots, for the old country. And here are three songs we're going to play in a row. You'll know exactly what they are. You can probably predict what they are. I'll give you a little hint and say that the countries that the characters are singing about exist in Russia, in Ireland, and in Austria. But let's go first to Russia and a little town that brought forth one of the great musicals in Broadway history.
After a lifetime, a piece of paper, an edict from the authorities, and we must all leave our homes.
Rabbi, we've been waiting for the Messiah all our lives. Wouldn't this be a good time for him to come?
We'll have to wait for him someplace else. Meanwhile, let's start packing.
Well, Anatevka hasn't exactly been the Garden of Eden.
That's true.
After all, what have we got here? A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A pot.
A pan.
A broom.
A hat.
Someone should have set a match to this place years ago.
A bench.
A tree.
So what's a stove?
Or a house.
People who pass through Anatevka don't even know they've been here.
A stick of wood.
A piece of cloth.
What do we leave? Nothing much, only Anatevka. Anatevka, Anatevka, underfed, overworked, Anatevka. Where else could Sabbath be so sweet? Anatevka, Anatevka, intimate, obstinate, Anatevka, where I know everyone I meet. Soon I'll be a stranger in a strange new place, searching for an old familiar face. From Anatevka, I belong in Anatevka. Tumble down, workaday, Anatevka. Dear little village, little town of
things.
Chakamara. Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donny Cove through Killybegs, Kilkerry, and Kildare? How are things in Glacamara? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does a laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each lad that comes a-whistling tour-ye-lay, how are things in
Wait, are you angry? Did I pull a fast one? Well, yes, I played Edelweiss in German, but that is actually from a fairly recent, I think 2004 performance at the Vienna Volksoper, which Austria had never done The Sound of Music until 2004, which of course is where it's set. I think it fairly fitting in our show today that deals with coming to America, however, that we did deal with The Sound of Music because, of course, Maria von Trapp and Captain von Trapp and their family were emigrants from Austria and immigrants to the United States. In fact, Maria von Trapp went through Ellis Island, and in an early draft of The Sound of Music, the final scene took place on Ellis Island, where a American concert manager auditioned Maria and the kids in a cell in Ellis Island. Of course, that didn't work. Rodgers and Hammerstein said, out, out we go. We'll just stay in Austria. Thank you. I'm Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And we're looking at Strangers in a Strange Land today. If you're enjoying the show and enjoying our previous broadcast, you are perhaps listening live or listening to us streamed at www.peconicpublicbroadcasting.org. Or you can also go onto that site and listen to now our dozen podcasts and download them and take you wherever you want to go. We're talking today about people who find themselves in strange places. One of the great composers, really, of the 20th century was Kurt Weill. Like Maria von Trapp, he was also exiled from his homeland because of the Nazis, in his case, Germany. He came to America in 1935 and climbed a very torturous ladder to become one of our great Broadway composers, even though he was already quite famous. Here's a song first from 1944's One Touch of Venus, in which he uses the idea of being a stranger romantically as a kind of metaphor for, I think, being a strange immigrant in a strange land. It's sung by Greta Keller, called I'm a Stranger Here Myself. And then we've talked a lot about European immigrants, but we haven't talked about immigrants from the Far East. Rodgers and Hammerstein devoted an entire show to that subject, of course, Flower Drum Song, about the Chinese immigrants in San Francisco. So we'll hear from another immigrant who kind of likes where she is. But first, let's hear Greta Keller from One Touch of Venus.
Tell me, is love still a popular suggestion or merely an obsolete art? Forgive me for asking this simple question. I'm unfamiliar with his heart. I'm a stranger here myself. Why is it wrong to murmur I adore him when it's shamefully obvious I do? Does love embarrass him or does it bore him? I'm only waiting for my cue. I'm a stranger here myself. I dream of a day, of a gay, warm day, with my fate between his hands. Have I missed the path? Have I gone astray? I ask and no one understands. Love me or leave me, that seems to be the question. I don't know the tactics to use. But if he should offer a personal suggestion, how could I possibly refuse when I'm a stranger here myself? Please tell me, tell a stranger, by curiosity goaded, is there really any danger that love is now outmoded? I'm interested especially in knowing why you waste it. True romance is so fleshly. With what have you replaced it? What is your latest foible? Is gin rummy more exquisite? Is skiing more enjoyable? For heaven's sake, what is it? I can't believe that love has lost its glamour, that passion is really passé. If gender is just a term in grammar, how can I ever find my way since I'm a stranger here myself? How can he ignore my available condition? Why this Victorian views? You see here before you a woman with a mission. I must discover the key to his ignition. And then if he should make a diplomatic proposition, how could I possibly refuse when I'm a stranger here myself? When I'm a stranger here myself.
I'm going to like it here. There is something about the place, an encouraging atmosphere, like a smile on a friendly face. There is something about the place so caressing and warm it is, like a smile on a friendly face, like a port in a storm it is, so caressing and warm it is. All the people are so sincere, like a port storm it is. I am going to like it here. All the people are so sincere. There's a special one I like. I am going to like it here. It's the father's first son I like. There's a special one I like. There is something about his face. It's the father's first son I like. He's the reason I love the place. There is something about his face. I would follow him anywhere. If he goes to another place, I am going to like it there.
We brought our story of immigration to the West Coast, and times change. We started this hour with immigrants from Eastern Europe and Italy, and more immigrants come to America from other places, certainly the Pacific Rim, from Africa, and from Latin and Central America. We heard about some of the Puerto Rican immigrants who function as part of West Side Story at the top of our show. Now let's hear from two more shows that deal with immigrants from Latin America. The second is by Lin-Manuel Miranda, the 2005 Tony Award-winning In the Heights. And this is his character is played as Yusnavi, who's named after the U.S. Navy, who's actually from the Dominican Republic. And we'll hear a duet with Lin-Manuel and Karen Olivo, who won a Tony for the revival of West Side Story. But first, let's hear a song about Puerto Rico. And this is written by Paul Simon from one of my favorite shows, 1997's The Cape Man. It didn't last very long because it definitely revealed the downside of the American dream. But when you have a place where composers like Paul Simon can work with challenging material on Broadway, America seems like a pretty good place no matter what. So here is Rubén Blades singing Born in Puerto Rico from Paul Simon's The Cape Man.
Puerto Rico, came here when I was a child. Before I reached the age of 16, I was running with a gang and we were wild. I see myself those summer evenings, hanging out with boys from Lexington and Park. Red beans and rice from kitchen windows. It's supper time and the barrio is dark. No one knows you like I do. Nobody can know your heart the way I do. No one can testify to all that you've been through, but I will.
I was born in Puerto Rico and my blood is Taino, Spanish Caribbean, my soul.
We came here wearing summer clothes and winter, hearts of sunshine in the cold. Rented this apartment. You'd watch the street lamps from your perch. In the sacramental hour, your stepfather in black preached the fire of the Pentecostal church. No one knows you like I do. Nobody can know your heart the way I do. No one can testify to all that you've been through, but this will.
I was born in Puerto Rico, came here when I was a child.
Small change in sunlight, then I left these streets for good. My days as short as they were wild.
I'm Carlos Apache. Angel Soto,
Frenti Cordero,
Babuchelli Cruz,
Tony Hernandez,
Salvador Agron. Your face is blurred in every grainy photo and fading headline of the daily news. One year, Wilwick School for Criminal Children. 3 years, Auburn. 1 year, Brooklyn House of Dean. 8 years, Dannemora. 1 year, Sing Sing. 1 year Attica, 5 years Green Haven, 20 years inside. Today we're free. You cannot even read your story. The pages piling up in shame. Before the words released you, the guard will kill the light. The night you took the Cape Man for your name. I was born in Puerto Rico. I was born in Puerto Rico.
I was born in Puerto Rico.
En la tierra el ay bendito.
I was born in Puerto Rico.
En comida y marito.
I was born in Puerto Rico. I was born in Puerto Rico.
Tierra de hondos y ribera.
I was born in Puerto Rico.
En la linda marinque.
I was born in Puerto Rico.
Faze me anymore. The rattling screams don't disrupt my dreams. It's a lullaby in its way. The elevated train drives everyone insane, but I don't mind, oh no. When I bring back boys, they can't tolerate the noise, and that's okay, 'cause I never let them stay. And warning, I'm hopping that elevated train and I'm riding away, yeah. It's a compliment, so they say. has nothing to say, or who's honking at me from his Chevrolet. One day I'm hopping in the limousine and I'm driving away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It won't be long now. I used not be helpless, so what?
Good morning, Vanessa. If it isn't the loveliest girl in the place.
You've got some schmutz on your face.
Good morning, good morning,
Vanessa.
Vanessa, yeah, yeah. Vanessa.
Vanessa! I'm thirsty, coño.
Can I get a Pepsi and some packing tape?
My cousin over there with his tongue hanging out has been meaning to ask you...
Yes?
...what a lady such as yourself might be doing tonight.
Does your cousin dance?
Like a drunk Chito Rivera.
Okay. After Nina's dinner, we can hit a few clubs and check out the fireworks.
Oh, snap! Who's that? Don't touch me, I'm too hot! Yes, ¿qué pasó? Here I go, so dope! No pare, sigue, sigue. Did you see me? Freak out, freak out. What a way to begin the weekend, sunny. Anything you want is free, man. No more dealing with love. It's a mimic or a public. I haven't forgotten you. Gonna see this morning, make a little money. One day I hope that blue. But until that beautiful day, I'm grateful like I'm a destination. I'm running to make it home at home's what Vanessa's running away from. I'm running to make it home at home's what Vanessa's running away from.
Neighborhood salon is the place I am working for the moment. As I cut their hair, ladies talk and share every day who's doing who and why. The neighborhood salon doesn't pay me what I wanna be making, but I don't mind. As I sweep the curb, I can hear those turbo engines blazing a trail through the sky. I look up and think about the years gone by. But one day, I'm walking to JFK and I'm gonna fly. It won't be long now. Any day.
I know of no better song to close our episode about coming to America than a song called Children of the Wind from the musical Rags, in which the lead character, sung by Julia Magennis in this recording, dreams of an end to the endless wanderings of her family and her people, hoping they can finally arrive at a home in America.
Hiding in the wheat field from the Cossacks and the screams. Flames are on the hillside, blood is in the streams. All the world is burning, that's the way. They hurt you, darling. Show me where they hurt you, darling. Every night it fills my dreams. I see us running through the forest and there's 40 miles to go. Sneaking past the border in the silent snow. Sleeping under haystacks, eating roots where they grow. Begging on the pier at Danzig. Well, we made it here from Danzig. What's another mile or so? We're children of the wind, blown across the earth, pieces.
someday to see all the children of my children are there. And they're very, very noisy running through my kitchen. And we've been there for a lifetime. And I know then they will never be.
Is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.